Launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. cfrc.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting from Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Good evening. Welcome. It's 10 p.m. My name is Grim, and I am here for the next hour on this program of Working Knowledge, and every Wednesday evening at 10 p.m. You can always listen to CFRC. We broadcast in stereo 24/7, 365 over the air, of course, 101.9 FM, and worldwide through our stream at cfrc.ca. And we're on the air on multiple downloadable platforms as well. We can reach from the greater Kingston area, reaching to Belleville, to Brockville, to Westport, to Watertown, New York. Thanks for joining me. Today is December the 24th, so it is, of course, Christmas Eve, and I'm going to be playing, as will be a little surprise, I'm going to play a bunch of Christmas music of my own design and from my own catalog, and we're going to end the show with a longer piece, something I do every year this time of year, or the show closest to Christmas. So thanks for checking us out. I do want to mention, just before we get into the swing of things here, that we are in the tail end of our 2025 funding drive. It started on November 1st, runs until December 31st. I want to remind you of that. If you are of the financial means to throw us a few dollars, throw us a few coins, we do appreciate it. We're trying to reach $25,000 is our goal this year. And what that does is helps us basically keep up modernization of the radio station, repairs, some necessary things that we do need to fix every year. We're pretty kind on the material here, but it is a station of volunteers, and when you're running 24/7, things wear out awfully fast. So the money goes to those kind of things here at the station. So again, if you have a desire, if you have an ability, if you're listening, you can always just check us out in the meantime. If you go to our webpage, cfrc.ca, and look up the donate here page or the funding drive page, you'll get a better sense of where your dollars might be going and what this means. So we want, you know, to certainly keep going. Your donations help support local news, local music, local events, and local voices. So again, really urge you to consider donating at the end of the year at cfrc.ca. So let's start with some music. You may not hear much from me today, and that's okay, because this time of the year, I like to just kick back, got my mug of tea, my glass of scotch, my shortbread cookies. That's pretty much the complement of my bloodstream right now. So just sit back for the next hour, enjoy, might even get a laugh or two. Cheers. Thank you.
I'm pregnant, living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope, and I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays the trombone and works out at the track. He says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says that he raised him up like he was on sun. Gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. And it takes me out dancing every Saturday night. Hey, Charlie, I think about you every time I pass the filling station. Counter all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still love that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. But someone stole my record player. Oh, now how do you like that? Hey, Charlie, almost went crazy after Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know was either dead or in prison. Time, I think I'm gonna stay. Hey, Charlie, I think I'm happy the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot, and I wouldn't sell any of them. Just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey, Charlie, for Christ's sake, if you want to know the truth of it, I don't have a husband, he don't play the trombone. Need to borrow money to pay this lawyer, Charlie Hay. I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Tonight's the night I've set my mind not to do too much about it.
It's all about. tossing spacecraft like petals on the earth. And they had big eyes and they walked like spies. They found someone who no one would believe. There you were in your underwear, all alone, drawing comics for your church. And we took you up and we put you under, placed you on a table for observation. Give me a deep kiss, I'm longing for distraction. Let me touch your tits and keep you occupied. If this comes as some surprise, I am an alien. To observe you, I must keep you stoned. There you lie with your rolled up eyes, staring past the one who could love you like a Christ. You see, that's just the way that it is up here. But I cannot meddle, I will not interfere. Meet me in the park sometime after the night comes. You will see a star that shines like silver, smells like gold. Follow it through fields and hills into the landing pad.
This is A Working Knowledge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thanks for listening. One more to take us out tonight. Take care of yourselves. Have a good Christmas. And we'll see you on New Year's Eve. Cheers.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's. Staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a holly Who wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me.
Trim up your pets with fuzzle fuzz and blither bloofs and wuzzle wuzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof-ud flant.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of bafflers
and 3 miles of snapper snoof.
Hang dang donglers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with floof.
To every home. With Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks. And
trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and bugs.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers, nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. Or tomorrow, I know. All those Who girls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate. All the noise, 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 noise. And they'll shriek, squeaks and squeals, racing round on their wheels. They'll dance with jing-tinglers tied onto their heels. They'll blow their flu-flubers and bang their tartinkers. They'll blow their hoo-hoobers, they'll bang their gar-skinkers. They'll beat their trum-tookers, they'll slam their slu-slunkers. They'll beat their blum-blookers, they'll wham their hoo-wonkers. And they'll play noisy games like Zuzita Kaze, a roller skate type of lacrosse and croquet. And then they'll make ear-splitting noises to looks on their great big electro-hoo-cardio schnooks. Then the Who's, young and old, will sit down to a feast, and they'll feast, and they'll feast, and they'll feast, 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 feast. They'll feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast. Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least. And then they'll do something I hate most of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'll stand hand in hand. Those Who's will start singing.
Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp.
And they'll sing, and they'll sing, 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 sing.
And the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat to the coat.
And he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch?
Ha!
The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Then the Grinch said,
get up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. Windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one,
the old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Whos stockings hung all in a row.
These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go.
And he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampooners, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags, then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's Feast. He took the Who Pudding. He took the Roast Beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who Hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. As the Grinch took the tree, as he started to shove, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar, and the last thing he took was the log for their fire. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was a quarter of dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, their snoof and their fuzzles, their tringlers and trappings. 10,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top.
To the Who's he was grinchily humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up, I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear.
He paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But this sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded glad. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing. Without any presents at all, he hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches, plus 2. And now that his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. With a smile in his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing ho, ho on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville, he brought back their toys, he brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoof and their tringlers and fuzzles, brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all Who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. Christmas Day will always be just as long as we have been. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand.